Good evening. We started yesterday in greater detail the halachas of Libun, Kibbutz. We went in through the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamed Tes in page Peiches, which is Simon Shin Bey Sif Tes. We're going to go now tonight. We're going to be learning these Seifim inside with some additional points, but very much based on the concepts that we discussed yesterday. Sif Tes, which is the top of the two lines in page Peiches. Mota litin maim al gabe mino le'eshach shechoyim. You are allowed of pouring gently water, a little bit of water, a little al gabe mino on a shoe. Le'eshach shechoyim. You've got a shoe which is dirty. You are allowed to pour a bit of water onto the shoe. Gently. On the dirty parts of it. You're allowed to do that. To pour a bit of water on a dirty shoe. That's permitted. Look at Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Mem. Leshach shechoyim roitzelo makshiyesh al minol ezid var lichluch. When the shoe has got a bit of dirt, noisen all of mine. You're allowed to pour water over it. Ad sheichale halichluch until the dirt disintegrates. V'zeh nikra shechshuch. And that is what shechshuch is. Shechshuch is to pour water onto the dirty shoe. You're allowed to do that. Avol, but lechapsoi, but to wash it, to clean it thoroughly. Ha'intahainu, i.e., shemeshafshef tzidoi zalza, when you take the shoes, and you rub their sides, harshly, zalza, also, that is also. So, you are allowed to pour water over it, but to take the shoe and to rub the dirt off, that is also. That is also. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, in Seif Cotton and Base, also v'chiyuv anami ikka. Not only that, it's also medrabon, but in fact, chiyuv anami ikka, it's also medin toira. That's kibbutz mamish. Klibun, you are cleaning the shoes, you're rubbing the dirt off, you're cleaning the shoe. That is proper libun. It's kibbutz. Shech ba'apa'oz, although it's leather, but leather also has the issa of kibbutz. Avol baget sheyeshel of lichluch, but if you have a baget, clothing which has lichluch, which has dirt, also afudu leshach shechoy. So that was with regards to a shoe. But when it comes to a baguette, a garment, to pour water, to do the shechshuch, to pour water over a dirty garment, also afudu leshach shechoy is also to even pour water over it. Never mind, rubbing it clean is also, you've got a dirty clean just to that to rub it is definitely also, but even to pour water over a dirty area in a garment, that is also too. To zeo kibbutz, that is kibbutz. Now the Rabbi says extremely relevant. So when you've got a bit of a stain, a bit of a cholin ended up on your trousers, a bit of ketchup ended up on your shirt, or something like that, to pour water over the dirty part. Oh, I'm just putting water, I'm not rubbing, I'm not... We all understand that rubbing will be Issa Deraisa. We all understand that. But never mind that, just to pour a bit of water. What am I doing already? I'm just putting water on. No. That is Shriosa Zeo Kibusoi, soaking garment with water. That is also probably Medeiraisa. As the Shulchan Aruch says, Zehu Kibusoi. That is its cleaning, just to soak garment with water in a dirty area, that is kibbutz. That's a way of cleaning it. So pouring water in without rubbing is awesome. Hello, mekancha, what are you allowed to do? Mekancha b'smalto, you're allowed to take a shmata and you wipe off bekal gently, v'loy b'doichak, without kvetching and squeezing it. Penizchot, because otherwise you'd be oivon schita. So the only thing you're allowed to do, if you've got dirt, which is on your garment, you're allowed to take a shmata and gently, you know, go over it. You're going to say, but 1 second, it's not going to help. Have to squeeze it. The answer is, tough luck, you can't squeeze it. So if it's not going to help, then that's how much you're allowed to do. I don't understand. No, the shmata. I'm saying the shmata to clean it. You're not to, if you've got a wet shmata. Yeah. Yeah. The shmata is wet, and the shmata is loy bedoichak, not without squeezing the shmata, because the penischot, then you squeeze the, if it's very wet, you're going to end up squeezing the shmata. No. No. Rabbi Sahib, he cannot overemphasize the importance of this halacha, because it is, I believe, sometimes a bit of an issue, and people naturally, it's a natural reaction when something gets dirty, that you put a bit of water, but you even dab a little bit of, put a bit of thing. And we're learning over here, before Shulchan Aruch, that it's also, perhaps even Medrash to do so. Kshirus is a kibusoi. Kshirus is a kibusoi, the soaking is also.
Sorry, so just to be clear, so you can't put the water on the garment.
Correct.
Take a shmata and put water on the shmata.
Yeah, but now, in reality, the Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to have a wet shmata and just cover it gently. Lemaisa, yes, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Lemaisa, I wouldn't recommend it because, as the Shulchan Aruch says, penischot, you may perhaps end up squeezing it. And I think the way we tend to clean clothing, I think it's inevitably going to do schita. Because what he's talking about is literally just mekancha, just wiping it. And by wiping a garment, you're probably not going to be able to clean it. So yes, it is true, Shulchan Aruch says, you're not going to take a shmata and go over it. Lemaisa, it's not good practice because you're not going to be able to clean probably the garment with it. Yeah. Yes, we learned. What are you trying to do? Is it absorbed in the?
You've got something there. You try to get rid of the tissue.
Yeah, so we learned earlier that this is mamash the taz. That yeah, there is mekilim, but halacha we are machmir that even if it is dry and solid in that, and you're trying to rub it off with the towel, there will also be awesome. Yes, there are matirim, but the ma'aser mishnebu asks it. We have to wait for Motz Shabbos. You have to wait for it. No, I'm saying, is it solid or liquid? What is it? What are you talking about? So you're allowed to take off the cholent, you're allowed to take it off, yeah? The actual cholent. Yeah, you're allowed to take off. That's not melaben. You're just, because that's on top. And that not because it's melaben. Something which is on top, you're allowed to remove, okay? You can even take the knife for that. You can take a knife and remove it. That is all permitted. But when it comes to the garment itself, to the trousers, to the suit, now you'll have to, that will, based on what we're learning now, there's very little you can do. To pour water on it is also shirus as a kibusoi. To rub it is also because of libur mamash.
Wipe softly
would be muta. Again, I don't recommend it because you're very easily going to do schita. Okay. Ramah now continues on the top of the page and tells us the following. Huveget she'enor av lichluch, if you've got a garment which is not dirty at all, you've got a clean garment, mutalos is the love my mortim, you're allowed to put a bit of water on top, not a lot. If you're putting a lot of water, you may end up squeezing it. But this is a lot of it, this is an important remark. The remark tells us that if the garment is clean, to pour water over a clean garment, that's muta. Why do you want to do that? Remains an open-ended question. But in theory, to pour water over a dirty garment, that's shirus as a kibusa, and that is also. But if you'd want to put a bit of water over a clean garment, that, Shulchan Aruch, Ramah is matir, and said, in the first opinion, said that's actually mutter. However, the Ramah says, v'yesh oim b'chol inyan, the man says, even over a clean garment, don't pour water over, because it's shirus as a kibusa, even when it's clean, it's also, and that's how the Mishnah passing, Sifkot Memchaz, that we are, at the end of the day, we're talking about the rice over here, and therefore it's very, very bad idea to put water even over a clean garment, because she uses a kibusoi. Yeah, now, at this point, I want to just discuss two interesting shailas, and they bring out a point very clearly. One is what the Nissen Karelitz discusses, and is the following shaila with regards to the gloves, the kitchen gloves, what are they called?
Rubber gloves.
So now, if we think about this, we need to address the question, is there a problem of shirus or kibusoi? Is there a kibus involved? Because ultimately, they are dirty, and ultimately, you're putting water over it. We learned that putting water over any material, we just learned now, shirus or kibusoi. And don't tell me that, it might not be so dirty or something, because we just learned now, the Ramah told us, that even if it's not dirty, they still, but in Torah we're machmir, that, shirus is a kibusoi, Yeah, hold it up, hold it up, hold it up. Very good. Yes, perfect. These are the ones. Yeah, although the other ones, the Reminiscent Kallis, I think, is talking about the ones which are a bit harder. Do you know the one, the thicker ones? Yeah. If you have got those kinds of gloves, and the shaila is by pouring water over it, lemaisa, what you're doing is, are you even shoes or kibusai? To be perfectly honest, I don't know how comfortable they are. But at the end of the day, they are. I'm saying you are pouring water over it. Shoes and kibbutz is also. How about you say? I know what you're tying. Oh, very good. Oh, so one thing you're making an assumption. You're making an assumption that it's directly got to do with schita. The maisa we're learning shiuz is a kibbutz, so is really a kibbutz cleaning. I mean, the maisa it's not directly got to do with schita. The fact that you have got a garment which is dirty, and you pour a bit of water it to clean it, you're not squeezing it. There's no schita, but we're still over on kibbutz cleaning. Yemelaben, why? Because shiuso zeo kibusoi. The soaking is it's cleaning. Shiuso zeo kibusoi. Why? What is specifically referring to? Who says you are allowed to? With a shmata, a wet shmata.
Dry one eliminates chita, right? So with a plastic tablecloth.
Good. I'm talking about wet. So I'm saying that he's clearly talking about a wet. When you're cleaning with the gloves under the water. You're right. So a shiuz kibbutz is by definition got to with wet. So cleaning a tablecloth, if you're talking about dry, then you know there's no shaila. But I'm talking about you're getting these gloves. You're getting them. There's water going over it, all over the place. Why is it mutter? Is it mutter? Why? Why? Very good. So that's a chiddush, but that's the ma'aseh we paskin. It's a chiddush. I mean, I have to just emphasize and stress that there's an element of a chiddush over here. But you're right. Lemaisa the poskim pe'echot amatir. Unanimously the poskim amatir. Based on a chiddush. That yes, it is true. We learn shoes and kibbutz applies by anything. It applies by wool, it applies by leather, it applies by linen, it applies by anything. Yeah. So that's the starting point. But now, Reb Gideon Tainus, yeah, hold on, there's an exception over here. If it is rubber, rubber is a material which doesn't absorb anything. It's the inside is bone dry. So it wouldn't make sense to apply the Svel Shus and Kibbutz by rubber. And indeed, that's what Mr. Kelly's Paskins and other poskim as well, even Rav Yashu was quoted being matter, that yes, it's a material which doesn't absorb, and it's probably more comparable to wood, and to some extent, it's more comparable to wood and matches and metal, because it's just a material which is not absorbent at all. And that's the ma'aseh of the poskim amatir. Therefore, it is muta, and they even say it's muta lechatchila. That's with regards to that. Very much based on that, one could also step onto the shaila of the baby bottles. Menek of everybody is to wash out the baby bottle, and especially the teat, yeah. And if you think about it, if you look at it very pragmatically, from a proactive perspective, what you're really doing is, if it gets dirty, okay, the bottle fell on the floor and it got dirty, okay. You want to clean it off, so you're going to put it under the cold water now to rinse it off. So really, if you look at it very poshered, you could say, 1 second here, why is it mutter to rinse off this baby bottle? And you can ask, he say, 1 second here, this is a baby bottle, and you're rinsing off, she uses a kibbutzai. He should be also. But the answer is, very much, what the poets can say, very much in line with what Gideon suggests, that the baby bottle, again, is also a material, which is, it's not rubber, what is it? What is it? Is it rubber? Is it rubber? I don't know exactly, what is it? Baby bottle, is it rubber? Is it kind of, whatever kind of rubber? And therefore they say it's a material which doesn't absorb anything, and therefore lemaisa we don't say shoots the kibbutz, and that's why it's muta. And that's lemaisa how the poskim are metzatet, and they say there's no kibbutz in this, and therefore it's muta. Okay. I think that we just have to appreciate, and I think that itself we have to appreciate that etzem is a shaila, and we say it's non-starter because of its material. It's a chiddush, but I think that's what the consensus of the poskim is. See if you'd aleph, Sif Yud. Haroi chetz yod of a person washing his hand. Haroi chetz yod of a person washing his hands. Toiv lenagvon bekoyach zu bezum. You washed your hands? Very nice. But now, toiv, it is proper, it is right. Lenagvon bekoyach, to rub it powerfully, zubazu, one hand with the other, v'lehosim emayim, and remove from them the water, kefiyacholtoi, as much as feasible and possible, koidim sheikanchem, before you dry your hands in a towel, b'mapa with your towel. So we're learning now, you've got a wet hand, dry them, before you use, rub off the water off your hands, before you go and use the towel to dry them. Why? Why? What's the, why does Shulchan Aruch say that? Why? What's wrong with drying on the towel? Kibbutz. Because of? Shulchan Aruch says, Shulchan Aruch says, watch out. You've got sopping hands, dripping, really wet hands. You know, you go straight with your wet hands, you're going to the towel, and you're drying, imagine a small towel. You're drying your hands with a towel. The towel is inevitably going to get wet. Shulchan Aruch is speaking. It's not a chumah. It's Shulchan Aruch speaking. You've got sopping wet hands. You're drying your hands on the towel. Shulchan Aruch, the moisture, the wetness from your hands is gonna. So first of all, what you should do, dry them. Rub your hand like dry your hands as much as possible without a towel. Rub it, and then afterwards use the towel. That's what Shulchan Aruch's opinion is. However, the Ramah doesn't like it. The Ramah says, no. Is what you do, does anybody do that? Oh, people do this. Yeah, in the faces, yeah. So you may have noticed that there are people who, as they wash their hands, they're gonna do like this in the, you know what I'm saying, these people. So, but Ramah says, the Ramah says, no, hold on a sec, that sounds like a chumrah, an extraordinary chumrah, not a needed chumrah. This is not necessary, says the Ramah. Why is that? What's the rationale? Why is it that you don't have to worry about it? Why is it okay to dry your wet hands onto a towel? Why is it not a problem? Pardon? Let's say there is. At times there is. Oh, why is it? That's right. Why? You're cleaning your hands. Very good. So that's close to the svara of the Ramah. To lo yamrin on shias beget zil kibusa b'chia kavim. We do not say soaking of the gum is considered shios kibusa b'chia kavim. Te'en zera k'derech lechloch v'chein noegin. It says, shios is a kibusa only when you have clean water, which is meant to clean the garment. Over here, the water is not particularly clean, and clearly that's not your intention over here to clean the towel. You're just trying to dry your hands, and that's called derech lichluch. The way it's derech lichluch. It's a way of it, you're making really what you're really doing is you're making the towel dirty, not clean. That's what Gideon says. It's the opposite of the. Why is this chita issue? Yeah, if it is very, very wet, if it's mamish is that wet that you think that actually you're not going to dry your hands, but on the contrary, then anachinami. So the derech lichluch, v'chein oegin, that's the minhag. So we're learning over here that there's derech lichluch is mutter. Whenever you are not actually cleaning the towel, but on the contrary, you're making it dirty, we don't say shus is a kibuse. That's a key heter. Therefore, continues the Ramah in the following scenario. Okay, this was in the olden days where people had nappies that were not the disposables, but the diapers that were used and used again. So that's in the olden days. So now he says, you're allowed to, if you had a baguette, which a baby's kind of thing, which wasn't particularly clean, it was mereglaim of the baby in that diaper. So you are allowed to, if you wish to do so, motel and nagev yodov, you're allowed to dry your hands in this garment, because what you're doing is derech lichluch. You're allowed to dry your hands in this particular baguette, which is not particularly clean. You're allowed to do that. In order to mevatel the dirt or in that baguette. She'ein zarak derech lichluch be'alma, because this is considered derech lichluch. You're drying your hands. You're not intending to clean that baguette. What you're really intending to do is you're drying your hands. It's true. The baguette will get a bit cleaner through the water that you're using. But that ends up over there. But really, ultimately, what you're trying to do is you're trying to dry your hands. Now, but also, little my mamash, but you're not allowed to just pour water over his diaper in order to mevatel the smell from this baby clothes. You wouldn't be allowed to do that. So again, what he's talking about is you're allowed to. The Bialocha speaks out. Bialocha speaks out a similar case. If we look at the Bialoch on the side, the Loyam Rinon, the Bialoch speaks about a similar case. I'm going in the second line of the Bialoch of Loyam Rinon. Similar case. Vehinei, le'inin rechitzos tinuk b'yom tov b'mayim chamim. If you want to wash your baby on Yom Tov, with hot water, she'bechoyl te'echu la'atziya metachtov ha'mitpachas. If you want to wash your baby on Yom Tov, and you want to put underneath it the baby's underwear, so she'ev shalicho et tinne cotton below is there, v'yom tov alo yesh b'ze is a kibbos, the shoy oise b'mayim, hach i'ev shalicho et below is there, yesh le'ati b'oifen she'avintlich nekim mechubosim. So what he's talking about is, he would be allowed also to have very similar scenario indeed, just a little bit different, but still same concept. You would be allowed to have, if you wash a baby on Yom Tov, that's the Bialocha scenario, you're washing a baby on Yom Tov, and then you'd put underneath it a kind of baby underwear, the baby's underwear, and you know that by washing the baby, and then putting it onto this, on the baby's underwear, the baby's underwear is going to get very wet. And that's really what you want. You want it to be even clean. You want it to be nice and clean. You'd be allowed to do that because ultimately what you're trying to do is you're taking the wet baby and you're putting it onto this underwear. So what's happening really is a shrius is a kibusa happening. But since over here, again, it's derech lichluch because it's not clean water. It's actually the water that is coming from the bath together with the baby. So that's considered derech lichluch and therefore it's going to be permitted to do so. And that is similar to what the Ramos scenario is. So now the Ramos scenario again is the Ramos talking about that. You're washing your hands. That's the first case. You're washing your hands. You're drying your hands in the towel. That is mutter. We don't say shiur to the kibbutzim. And similarly, also to dry your hands in a diaper, which is not clean, and you're using it to dry your hands. Although inevitably the diaper is going to get cleans from that, it's going to get wet from it. Nevertheless, we don't say shiur to the kibbutzim because it's considered the derech lichluch and it's mutter. But Yeah. The Maaseh say it's not needed because it's considered derech lichluch. But you're probably right that it's probably a psik resha as well. You're right, probably. Yeah. Correct. Even water itself.
Very strange for us because we never clean.
Yeah, and I will tell you more than that, even more than that.
Any kind of soap or any kind of
yes, food. And I will say even more than that. Yeah, you're right, but I want to say even a greater chiddush to what you're saying. What happens if you want to pour a bit of apple juice over the stain over the cholent which is on your trousers? Even here we're going to say shusa kibusai. Even if it's not pure water, even if it's actually apple juice that is not, even if it's a liquid which is not mamash pure water, even then we're going to say shusa kibusai and it's going to be also. So never mind. Okay. You're right. Nowadays, we wouldn't clean like that, but I suppose, does he not clean anything? Yeah, you're right. We don't clean like that nowadays, but I still think there is an element of it's still cleaner than before. I hear what you're saying. Nowadays, we wouldn't clean that, but it would be a chid. I think it would be too much of a chiddush to say that nowadays. I hear you swear, but I think it would be too much. According to you, we'd have to say that we don't say shusa kibbutz anymore unless there's soap. And that sounds like yeah. So what are you suggesting? So therefore, are you saying?
It's a foreign idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but aloha, I think that still it would be hard based on that to be makel. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
He was telling that it's permitted to use dirty water for the baby, but why don't you use clean water for the baby?
If it's mama's clean water and you're praying it over it, it's gonna be also.
Yeah.
Yeah, because derech lechloch is mutter, as you're saying. Derech lechloch, yeah. Yeah. Derech lechloch is mutter. Is also a shul sukkah busa, yeah.
So if I got my jacket dirty, can I tell someone when he washes hands to dry it on my jacket?
Oh, wow, it's very nice, Shaila. Why don't you self, if you're at it? Oh, is it because of shikha? And Yenna doesn't, on Yenna's shikha, you don't mind. Yenin's Torah is okay.
If someone dries their hands on someone else's, it's not
good,
is it?
Big doy, yeah. This is such a Torah, yeah. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, okay. If I, you know, say people are not mitzvah on shikha. Like, there's many poskim who hold that, but noshim, there's no, because there's no mitzvah tamo Torah, so. Yeah. Okay, so what you want to say that? Okay, if you're allowed to dry the. What do you tie, Moshe? What do you tie now? No, but you wouldn't say that on drying hands. No, no. In principle, let's think this through. If you've got wet hands, you're gonna dry it on your garment, which got dirty. Would that be shuv to kibbutz or not?
And especially if you're telling to wipe dry.
Just a minute. Yeah. But it's still considered dech lichloch. I have a feeling it's going to be mutter, yeah. I have a feeling it's going to be mutter, because it's shuv sukkah kibbutz, it's derech lechloch, it's clearly derech lechloch, and although you specifically over there, you've got a certain agenda over here, but I think that it's still considered derech lechloch, l'maaseh. Well, has anybody, any thoughts? What do you say?
When you're genuinely drying your hands on something which is a dirty cloth,
yeah.
So then fine. So if it gets wet, so we're not going to say shusu, so kibbutz. So if we're here, the dafka
doing it over there, so it's not going to say shusu. Was it? Oh, yeah, it's a very nice shayla. I'm impressed.
It's the same case as the baby.
Yeah, perhaps. I honestly don't know, it's not shayla. Okay, Rabbi Say, we had some interesting halachas. We spoke about the shri initially about shikshuch of pouring of water. We said that's mutter. When it comes to garment, it's also with, because shri is a kibbutzoi, and also even certainly also to rub it and to scrub it is also. We learned that shri is a kibbutz applies even when it's clean clothing, and we spoke about that's how we pass again. We spoke about drying wet hands. Shulchan Aruch says, don't do it. Ramos says, don't worry about it, it's fine. Because Dech Lechloch is mutter. We spoke about various examples of Dech Lechloch, which in such case we don't say Shiyutz is a kibbutz, and therefore Dech Lechloch is mutter. Good evening.